Versatime. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
A dor igualmente.
Ms. Rousseff is vowing to fight back. She used what may be her last presidential palace speech to insist she did nothing wrong and to assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. Brazil's new acting president, Michel Temer, says his top priority will be to revive the nation's economy. Four people were killed Thursday in the southeastern Kurdish region of Turkey when a load of explosives blew up as it was being loaded onto a truck. A number of people were wounded in the blast. And officials are also saying a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least eight people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. United Nations economists predict world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the economic situation worldwide and its future, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Nino, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was sworn in Thursday to a fifth term in office. The celebration took place against a backdrop of tension. In his inaugural speech, Mr. Museveni promised to combat corruption and inefficiency, but U.S., Canadian, and European delegates walked out of the ceremony due to the presence of an indicted war crimes suspect, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. This is VOA News.